Okay, so moving on to Alien versus Predator. That came out in 2004, directed by Paul Anderson. So that one there, I'm sure you guys do this too. I identify movies based on where I was at the time, you know.
Me too.
Looking at that one, that's probably one I was maybe trying to reject, but...
Really? Why?
Especially if you're a big Alien dude.
I know.
Yeah, because I kind of want those separated.
Really?
You never read the comics, did you?
No.
Okay.
Oh, okay, so that's probably why.
This was at the time. Right. This in my mind, I'm like, okay, and then he's running in slow motion with Sanaa Lathan and teaming up.
We'll get to that one.
These are things that I'm like, I can't, I don't know if I can get down with it.
Right.
Was way off, way wrong.
Mm-hmm. You know why though, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Paul, I love it too.
So Paul Anderson, I love what he did on Event Horizon. Uber excited to get the keys to both franchises.
Right.
I remember reading interviews. This guy was like a kid in a candy shop. He oozed excitement, and I think his excitement as a fan drove the movie to his detriment. When I watched it again the other night, this is the one that I watched the least.
In fact,
I'm not going to lie to you. I really don't have much love for it. But hear me out, though.
Okay, interesting. Yeah.
Right?
Okay, Howard the
Duck. Because when I leave Howard alone, goddammit. But I remember when I first watched it in theaters, dude, I was let down.
Really?
Dude, it was like, I was like so let down by it. Now, when I rewatched it again recently, I have a lot of problems. There are problems I do have with it. Like, we were talking about, you know, the Predator running with the girl.
Right.
That was like...
I never liked that.
George Clooney with Chris O'Connell? Are we watching Batman Returns again?
Right.
You know, or I'm sorry, Batman and Robin again?
Right.
The characters were annoying. They were just straight up stupid as fuck.
Right. Very 2000-y.
Yes, but like in the worst way. Right. I love 2000 films, but this is like, his detriment, like the worst things of 2000 films. And they all like... By a miracle, they all had the solution in their fucking heads for everything. Like the one dude, like the Mexican dude. Oh, I've been timing on my watch. It changes every 10 seconds. It's like, dude, the movie.
See, I bought that. I was okay with that part.
Dude, how the fuck did he even calculate? The fucking pyramid shifted one time and he somehow calculated every 10.
Oh, I thought it was twice.
No, but the second time he goes, watch, if I'm right in my prediction, it's going to change again. Oops, it changed again. Or the stupid ass little Scottish guy who had to take pictures for his kids so his kids wouldn't think he's boring. And then, you know.
Agreed.
And then the girl, you know, Blade's mom, she's so hot. She gets a pass.
Oh, she is Blade's mom, yes.
She's pretty. Yes. But, she, you know, to me, it reminded me when you saw her, like, climbing the icicles. Like,
she's, you know, she's all done up.
She's very Mary Sue. So that's why when people...
all Mary Sue.
Well, hold on. When they crap on Predator, I mean, sorry, when they crap on Prey, which we'll get to, it baffles me because she's super...
I agree.
Mary Sue. All right, go ahead.
But before we go, I agree with you. You know, you brought up a good fucking point. We're going to bring that up again. But, and you know, here's the thing too. It was almost like Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory. This one dude always showed up. Oh, we don't have a week to wait for, so I'm here waiting for you. Like, he somehow magically knew where everybody was at and was waiting for them.
Right.
They're archaeologists. I like to invite you. I like to pay for your services. Mm. He was there at everybody like fucking Bosworth from Willy Wonka.
Right.
Shh, don't tell no one. I'm going to have you come along. Fucking. So here's what's crazy too. And I just picked this up when I watched it. Mm-hmm. It's almost as if Ridley Scott, and I know Ridley Scott hated that movie.
Right.
Saw Alien vs. Predator, because if I ever went back to this franchise, I'm going to redo it. And he did. It's called fucking Prometheus.
Right. Which you don't like neither.
Actually, we'll get to that.
Okay.
But he basically watched Prometheus and Alien vs. Predator, same fucking plot. Same disposables. Everyone was a fucking specialist.
Right.
And they're all had
idiots.
Like,
this fascinates me, Vito, that you're ripping this apart because, sorry to cut you off, but we'll throw it back to you. Because you like, your reputation is.
You like everything.
I like everything, right? So the way you're ripping this apart fascinates me because I agree with a lot of what you're saying. But anyways, back at it, sir.
Because here's the thing, dude. I'm a huge fan. I've been waiting for this movie for years. I never thought
14 years.
I never thought we'd get this movie. Right. I thought we were just limited just to the comic books, right? I felt like it was in some ways a missed opportunity.
Yes.
But let me now circle back around. As I mentioned, some of my grievances.
What are your positives?
I actually thought the movie's turning point was when the goofy Scottish guy died. I thought that it was well shot. It was terrifying. Like.
Yes.
And that's when the movie started. Here's the thing. I didn't hate the actor. I don't hate the character. I thought the character was goofy. Right. I was sad to see him die. I actually thought he was going to live because it's been so long since I saw the movie. I thought he would have made it. But I was pleasantly surprised. Yeah. Like, the movie had guts to pretty much kill a character that probably deserved to live in any other movie, right? And it was well executed. And then the movie seemed to get better afterwards. It felt like Paul Anderson finally got his voice, hit his groove. And there was little things I noticed. Is like, okay, so when they're in a pyramid and everything's moving, mm-hmm. and it's tight, the tight ducts reminded me of the Nostromo from the first Alien movie. Right. There was a lot of callbacks to the first two Alien movies, but that was kind of, even Alien 3 at mm-hmm. some point. So whether it be by music or just little things mm-hmm. I thought was too much on the nose for my liking, mm-hmm. but he did find his groove after the Scottish guy died. And you know, and again, the Batman and Robin scene with the Predator aside.
That's
always
the worst. That's probably one of the top three shit parts of the whole Predator franchise. Them running together.
I've in slow motion.
Then, hated that.
Real quick, then that means, because we're going to circle back to Badlands, you should have a problem with them teaming up. I'm just saying.
No, I don't have a problem with them teaming up.
Okay.
It's them running together in slow motion with the explosion in behind.
I got you. Okay, sorry.
But you know what's dope, though, about them teaming up? Here's what people don't get, though. They said too, these were teenager predators trying to make their mark. This is why they go to this battleground. This is for their honor. Right. This is for how they become men, so to speak, in their culture, right? Right. As teenagers, we tend to be a little bit more open and sentimental. So yeah, he felt like a kinship with her. He even marked her with his tribe's identity. They've never really done that, but obviously that means something to them.
Right.
So he marked her for that and brought her with him.
Right.
We tend to do that as younger folks. We tend to be harder as we get older and not do that. Right. But when we're younger, we have a little more sentiment. So I thought that was a cool thing that they showed, that obviously they have some compassion within them. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He made it. He didn't see her as her equal, but maybe kind of like a pet.
So this one I saw in the theater with my buddy Albert. Shout out to Albert. And he was like, I'll let you, because he saw it first. And he was like,
Same thing, right?
So I watched it and I was not as hard on it as I thought I would have been.
Was it because of you?
I've always wanted them to be on. It's kind of like the Freddie Jason thing. I always wanted to see them, you know. And I was like, okay, same thing with like the original Justice League. I was like, okay, all my characters are on screen. I'm gonna be a little bit more lenient. Oh, and the take home test on that one was kind of hard, and I give it a pass because the fight scenes between the alien and the predator, I feel, still hold up.
They do, but they're too brief, though.
What I was about to say.
Okay.
So it's very, they give you like just a little shot glass of their battles. Like when the alien comes up and they pull them up and they're face to face, I thought that shit was hard, but they gave it away in the trailer.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? They gave it away in the news when they were talking about, Alien vs. Predator this week open, and they show that scene. You know what I'm saying? So that scene was already given away.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Just like the Michael Myers and Laurie in Halloween 20 when they're looking at each other through the thing. Yeah.
Like
they
the big
gave
scene.
It away. That was the big scene. They gave it away.
Okay, I got you.
So, you know, there was an alien that kills them, and it was just fine. It was just a fine movie. You know,
but didn't you want better than?
Oh, no, definitely.
I agree.
I tolerate it.
Okay.
And yes. Like, do I go back? So when I do a Predator, when me and wifey are in the mood to watch Predator, I watch Predator 1 through, let's say, because Killer and Killer's not out. I'll go Predator to the Predator, the 2018 from 87 to 18. Is I don't watch these with them. I watch them as a side story. So like the original continuity in my mind canon is like Predator until Predator 2018. So 87 to 18. And then I'll watch Alien versus Predator off to the side and Requiem off to the side. I don't watch it with the main continuity.
And I include them with the continuity.
Fucks it up to me.
Well, I'll tell you why. Because of Prometheus, we know that obviously, was it Weyland or
it was Weyland.
Okay, Weyland does exist, but in the Alien continuity, much further in the future, he obviously existed in 2004. But I associate that with the Predators. So, I think in the Predators,
you watch it with the Predators. You don't watch it with Alien.
That's correct. Yeah, I don't, because I even think Ridley Scott dismissed the franchise when he was doing Prometheus, mm-hmm. which is fine because that's the father who made Alien along with Dan O'Brien.
Right.
So to me, if the father says it doesn't count,
right.
cool enough.
Like John Carpenter,
but it does count in my mind with the Predators. So and I'm cool with that. Like mm-hmm. in the Predators world, the aliens are used.
I don't include them. I have them as their own little side story.
Yeah,
and then I do it that way, and I think it works better.
Okay. Oh yeah,
try it next time you do the marathon. Just try it without Alien versus Predator and Alien versus Predator versus Requiem, it has a better flow.
Oh, I agree. No, to me, and you touched on a good point. I agree with Spawn on this 100%. In fact, the perfect trilogy would be Predator, Predator 2, and Predators. But before we go any further, in my opinion, just in my opinion, but that's because I look at the series as a whole, I don't want to just continue those two movies as little orphans. I can see
they're orphans to me.
Oh, you bastard.
Annie and Bruce Wayne.
Oh, you're horrible, sir.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Before we move on to the next one, I do agree. There's a lot of stuff in it. Corny dialogue.
Super corny dialogue.
Saying like the short haired girl. She played.
The condom and the gun.
I'm glad you decided to stay. You know, and then everybody listen up when Sanaa. Yeah. You know, everyone rounds up, and then the British dude is talking shit to the, what is he, Scottish or whatever?
Yeah, the Scottish dude. Yeah.
Laugh it up. And there's a lot of stuff I don't think.
Yeah, the guy with the cuts from Sons of Anarchy.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then, but shout out to the one part where he does the knife thing.
Oh, yeah.
That was cool. He was kind of like, you see, like, so you makes you wonder, like, so there's a little bit of Bishop that's transferred over.
Sure.
Like,
Yeah, sure. So, you know, like, great wording there on that. It was tolerable.
I tolerate.
It's tolerable. Yeah. And I watched it a lot when I was editing at the time.
And I watched it a lot because it was the only one that I had. So it was like Predator 2, and then Alien vs. Predator. So I watched that a lot. So now I rarely go back to it.
Okay. I kind of feel...
getting ready for today... As the first time I watched it, I want to say maybe 10 years. And
same
I
here.
Own it.
Same here. Yep. Same here. And you know what? Not to get off on a tangent, but I kind of felt like the production took a hit. Like, I don't think 20th Century Fox put in a whole lot of money for this. One scene in particular that stands out is when you see the queen making the eggs. You could tell.
That scene, though.
Dude, you could tell it's a fucking toy just putting little Easter eggs on there. Like, when Ridley Scott did it, or fucking
it was gooey,
or James Cameron, you felt scope. This had no scope, but you could tell it was like watching a Godzilla movie from the 1960s. You could tell it was a miniature. Where I know it was a miniature when James Cameron did it, but he shot it in a way where it showed scope, where it hid the fact that it was a miniature of the things laying the eggs. I was like, come on, this is 2004. I expect better special effects than 20 years on from 1986. I expected better.
Yeah.
But you know what? I digress. It got better halfway through the movie, and I do like it.
I like
more.
The fight scenes with the aliens. Yes, they should have been way more.
Yes.
What do you think about that little backstory about how they created this the alien, and then just to train their guys? And
blah, blah, blah. I was cool with that because I think it's in line with the comic book, and that's why I don't associate it with the alien series, because obviously we know they have the engineers of the backstory to that race. So that being said, I will include it because it does give the Yautju history and how they go about becoming boys to men, because I believe in a lot of Indian cultures they had certain things, rituals, ceremonies that they would have to go to become rites before when the boys became men.
Yeah.
For the Predators, it was to fight the alien.
Right.
So to me, that's why I will include it as part of the series, because it gives that background to how they that's how they become who they are, I guess.
Yeah, no, I don't include it. I think it, just watching it by itself, I think it works good. I do love the ending, where the alien predator, what did they call it?
The predator alien
or whatever. That part was dope. I knew that was gonna happen.
Oh yeah,
I knew the minute I heard that it was gonna happen. I said, I bet you anything, the last thing we see before I even, when I saw the trailer, I just knew that we were gonna get an alien predator hybrid.
It was almost like. It was expected. Like, I was waiting for
this whole
for
movie
that.
Was expected. Everything was expected. Every kill was expected. I knew everyone was going to die. I knew a girl was going to live. I wasn't sure about Waylon.
Mm-hmm.
That was the only one that I wasn't sure. I thought maybe he'd live because so he could become a
bishop.
It was kind
of, well, you know what? I thought, and I'm with you on that one. It's because he was the biggest movie star. And it's Waylon. It's like, okay, he's Bishop.
Yeah.
That's a fan favorite.
That's why I thought maybe he'd live. So I have the unrated version.
So do I.
And then there's an opening scene, and I think it makes the movie doper.
Yes.
Is when the Predators are on Alaska already.
Yep.
That I think that worked a little bit better. So I like the, cause when I watched it on Disney Plus, that scene wasn't there.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh shit, that's right. I should have watched mine. I should have.
This is why you own physical media, exactly. Folks.
Exactly.
All right.
So,
but
all right, let's go to Requiem now.
Hold on, real quick. Before we go to Requiem, another scene that was similar to fucking Prometheus. Was when the queen alien was coming after the predator and the girl. Almost similar how the fucking engineer was coming out.
They did that in Aliens Aliens with the queen.
Yeah, but it kind of, the way its chase was done, it almost felt reminiscent of the fucking engineer going after the doctor and Charlize
Theron?
Theron's character, yeah. A little bit. I can't help but they walk away thinking, Ridley Scott detested this movie so much that
I'm going to redo it scene for scene.
I kind of felt that way, dude. Yeah. Seriously.
I
can see
that. Yeah, no, I felt that when I saw Prometheus, which is crazy. Right? I never thought no one ever felt like that. I just, little things like that, I'm like,
Right, yeah. Seriously.
Yeah. Okay, moving on. Back to you, Mike. Moving on, AVP Requiem, yep. 2007, directed by Colin Strauss and Greg Strauss. I'll say this. Most people hate it because, of course, the visuals were very dark.
I can't see shit.
And that's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
I can't hate nothing I can't see.
I got a soft spot for it. I won't vouch for it if that makes any sense. But
I will.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, you
okay.
know he will.
I had a good time with it. Okay. It felt like it should have been maybe on TBS or something.
Yes, very CW, very Halloween Resurrection-ish.
And you're right with that some of the teenage characters.
That was for you, Corey. That was for you, brother.
Hey, there's
shout out to Stanky Pants.
No Resurrection hate in this house, man. But anyway, I had a good time with it. You know, that kid ended up dying, the star of it.
What?
Yeah, he died. He went on a...
shooting range.
He went on a... A crazy like drug kind of thing.
The pizza delivery kid.
He killed someone's cat, and I think he hurt an old woman or something. They jumped off a roof, and I think he died. Yeah, so I may have the deets wrong on that, but anyways, I didn't have a problem with AVP. Requiem. I took it for what it was. Yes, it was shot very dark.
Right.
I don't know that I love the whole hybrid thing. I don't love that. Kind of looked the other way on that, but it was okay. What do you guys think?
So I'll go. Let me set this one off. So my problem with Requiem is the bad fucking acting. Even over the darkness, like the acting is so CW, so cheesy. I mean, like you have to like have these little subplots going on in order for the story to proceed. People, you know, got to live their life. But it was just like the most like... soap opera esque acting is just really bad acting. I think even if you had a higher quality, even with that shit dialogue, if you had a higher quality of actor, it would have been charming or been like outgoing or something, could have made it work. And then the second thing, you can't see shit. Now, Drum Dumbs supposedly has a cut where he lightens up the movie and it enhances it.
Is it on YouTube for free?
I don't know.
No, I think it's part of his...
I think he got to send it. But anyway, so the thing I fuck with Requiem is that they have more Alien vs. Predator carnage.
Yep.
They have more Alien vs. Predator kills. The Predator that's hunting, is reminding me of the wolf from Pulp Fiction where he has to clean up the mess. So I fuck with that. I like him just killing all these aliens. I wasn't crazy about the... other aliens kind of towing down to the fucking alien predator hybrid. I just that was kind of corny to me. Like, why are you guys kind of like scared of the?
I like that part because they even in Resurrection they kind of show like there's alphas and betas in that.
Yeah, but you think they would really be scared of it? I don't know. It didn't work for me.
Here's the thing though. I always thought that the predator alien gave birth to them, so they probably saw the predator alien as their queen.
Maybe.
Because remember, they only came out after he started impregnating them, right? So similar how the other drones take care of the queen.
As their king? You saw them as their king?
No, because it's she gave birth to them, right?
Yeah, but remember, she has without a king, you can't, you know, the queen's not going to do shit.
Still, though, we've never seen a king alien in any of the franchises. Right. We've only seen the queen and the drones. Because even if you look at AVP, when the queen called the drones, they've all sacrificed themselves to so they can bleed on the chain so she can get loose.
Right.
So to me, I felt like the predator alien made those other aliens when he impregnated people. Mm-hmm. And so they bow down to that one. Mm-hmm. That's just what I cook out
no,
of
No, I this had more of the carnage that I wanted from it was free. It wasn't just... very claustrophobic, like Alien versus Predator. Alien versus Predator, you're in a pyramid, and it's fucking doing the Rubik's Cube thing. You know what I'm saying? And like, you know, this one was out in the open. But the thing is, it's very bleak and very dark. You said something great. I'm gonna let you say your point again. If you don't remember it, I'll remind you. But you had a great point. And it's just very, very dark. And I don't mean just the visuals. I mean like the whole pregnant lady giving birth to the predators, the kid getting it. I mean, the stakes were higher. I just wish we could have saw it better.
This felt like, you know, this felt like more like a horror movie, where I felt like the first movie was kind of like, so the first AVP would be similar to like Dracula meets Frankenstein, right, like in the 1940s. Where, right, this felt like, it felt like Roger Corman.
There you go. That was your point. And I, when you said that, I was like, that made it better to me.
Roger Corman made this. It felt like a movie made by Roger Corman,
right,
in 1984, trying to capture the feel of Gremlins, because it was set in a small town America, rural America, that gets overrun by the infestation of aliens. Right. And you know what? I like CW, folks. Spawn doesn't. I love CW shows, so the acting was cool with me. And I'll tell you why.
Well, the guy from Carlito's Way and American Gangster. Oh, he was dope. He was fine. He's the only good actor in it.
You know what?
I would say. Else? Oh, and I'm not gonna say Rob Lowe. Is it Rob Lowe's brother or
was it Rob Lowe's brother?
I'm not sure. Like
the, he kind of. If you see the movie, you know who we're talking about.
I think his last name is Lowe, L-O-W-E. But he died real quick. But other than that, the acting was dog shit in that movie.
Well, I even felt like the Carlito's cousin's acting wasn't like, he didn't go above the CW.
He's good. He's good.
I thought it was still CW on his part too. Like, I didn't see him channel anything overly dramatic. Yeah. I just felt like, okay, cool. If this is on Channel 5, I'm set.
John Ortiz, is that the guy from you're talking about? Morales? He played the cop?
Yeah, yes.
The sheriff. Yeah, yeah. He's in a lot of shit. Yeah.
Yo, he's in a lot of shit.
It was dope to see.
He's in Silver Linings, Lining, that one.
Miami Vice.
I haven't seen him in anything since Carlito's Way at the time I watched the movie back in.
Really?
I swear. Yeah, I was like, oh shit, Carlito's brother.
He was in like Fast and the Furious. He was like the villain. Or,
was he?
Yeah, he was Braga.
Braga.
Ah, see, I didn't recognize him then.
No, sorry, I hate to digress, but in Carlito's Way, he's one of the dumbest characters in movie history.
Like, yes, but he was charming, though.
Go get some beer. He's like, oh, there's beer down here. Yo, Kinkea, bro, there's no beer down here, bro.
Just dig a little deeper.
Yeah, and then, like, it's like, you know, come on, the ice is melted by the time he's there. There's no fucking beer down there. Anyway, go ahead.
So, fucking...
Kinkea.
But... So I want to touch on something you brought up about the CW acting. It's why I felt when they died, it was more tragic. Because I was like, you know, sometimes you really? Watch, because you know, there
when someone's a good actor, that's when you care about their like when fucking you know Mac. Go ahead.
I agree, but you know what though? These kids remind me of any number of CW shows. So when one of them dies, like, oh, that sucked, because they were relatable to TV shows I was watching at the time. If that makes any sense. So like when the girl died.
Oh, Dawson from Dawson's Creek died.
It was sad, bro. No, but you know the one kill that I was surprised at was the chick. I thought she would have lived. The one that he had a crush on. Oh. I think her name was Jessie.
Yeah.
I was like, and the way it was so abrupt and vicious, it was like, yes, but sucked at the same time. Right. Now, as for the darkness, now you guys mentioned the darkness on this one.
I was born in the darkness.
You merely adopted it. But fucking what I think that the Strauss brothers are trying to do, I think they're trying to go for natural lighting, similar to what Ridley Scott did in The Duelist, and kind of what he made adjustments for in Alien. I think they're trying to go for that natural darkness, and half the time it doesn't work. I'm not going to lie. There were scenes in there where I would have been like, you know, a little bit more lighting would have been needed for this scene. Mm-hmm. Some scenes it worked,
right?
But a lot of them, they didn't work, and I get it. They had a vision. Right. They wanted natural lighting. And here's the thing. With that movie, you have to watch it in the fucking dark. If you have a light on, good fucking luck in telling me what goes on in the fucking scene, because the light that you have on the house will block it.
Well, let me jump in real quick. So I had the bootleg, right?
Dude.
So this is when we...
You might as well watch it in fucking Braille then, homie.
So this is when we just became buds. I was like, yo, I got the bootleg. Remember I had that bootleg and I had the Rambo bootleg. I let you borrow
them. Oh, that's right.
And then I let our buddy of ours, Randy Savage, borrow them. So I thought it was just the bootleg that was dark. Until maybe about 2 years later, I got the whole box set. I got it. It was like Predator and Aliens.
Was it the DVDs?
Well, I know it was.
DVDs. E buys DVDs.
Yeah. Well, no, this was still DVD time. It was a Blu-ray time. Anyway, so I bought the whole box set. I didn't realize it was dark. I thought it was just my bootleg that was dark. It was the fucking movie was dark. I thought it was my bootleg, so I kind of gave it a pass. Mm-hmm. And then Randy Savage was like, "Yo, I can't see shit." I was like, "Oh, sorry, it's just a shitty bootleg." You know what I'm saying? So that's where it is. Go ahead.
You're right, though. If the bootleg was... And I can imagine just how much worse it was, because bootlegs aren't the highest quality.
Well, this was a great... my bootlegs were great quality.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Remember
Rambo?
You're right. Rambo was fucking dope.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was. I get it. It was probably more of a aesthetic choice by the directors. I get it. You know,
I'm curious to see the Drum Dumbs lighter version. I'm very curious to see it because he had a lot of great ideas. This movie had a lot of great ideas.
Yes,
a lot of the execution was the problem. But I just think the acting and then the darkness is my biggest gripe. You know,
I think it was really just the lighting, because I mean everything was executed. You know, okay. Here's my other gripe. Aside from the darkness, mm-hmm. I did think. In the beginning, when the father and son got attacked by the facehugger, I kind of thought the dad's acting was very underwhelming. Like, your arm just fell off because of acid, right. And your son's right there in danger. Right. And I felt like That was just so much wasted.
Yeah. That could have been a very powerful scene.
Highly underplayed. Like, right. I thought the boy, though, did a pretty good job, but I thought his death scene came a little too quick to really feel the tragedy of that scene. That being said,
what did you think about the nuke at the end?
I fucking loved it because it was so nihilistic. It was like,
that's what I didn't
like. Dude, it reminded me of Return of the Living Dead. Remember, they're like, I'm going off a script here, but fucking, it just look at Return of the Living Dead, 1985, same fucking ending. I loved it, and it's the only thing that makes fucking sense,
right?
And it proved, and it was cool. It proved the military girl right, because she was like, they contain,
right?
And I thought that was really dope. And here's the thing, I was rooting for Carlito's cousin, but once again, he made the dumbass decision hey, you gotta trust the government. And what said was, it was almost kind of humorous. Where they're looking up, and all you could hear is the sound of the bomb being dropped.
Yeah.
And boom.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think it gets a bad rap.
It does.
You know, but I'm very interested in a lighter version. And if they could ever, even if they did it on 4K and they cleaned it up, I think it might be a winner because the carnage was better in Alien vs. Predator Requiem than Alien vs. Predator. It wasn't so contained.
I say they might. There's been a few times where a better version of the movie circulated on the bootlegs and the studios catches wind of it and go, like, hey, let us, like, I know for a fucking, not to go off topic here, what's the Brian De Palma movie where it was, not Carlito's Way, but it was like,
Scarface?
No, Raising Cain, where there was,
I love Raising Cain,
where someone did their own edit of the movie and it proved so popular that Brian De Palma asked that it be done for the Blu-ray release. Mm. And it was really cool to see that. So there's still hope that that lighter version that Drum Drum did, if it gets a lot of praise, a lot of excitement, they may one day put out an official version of it, which I would like to see.
Me too.